Immigrant Council of Ireland is a national organization, non-governmental organization working for the protections of the rights of migrants and their families in Ireland. We provide legal information and support to migrants on issues like family reunification. We provide support to victims of domestic violence. We look after children who are accompanied in Ireland, and we provide general information to the public about immigration statuses and rights. But we also work on integration and anti-racism, and in that department we focus particularly on providing support to victims of racism and educating people about racism. And then second strand of that work is also supporting political participation amongst migrant communities in Ireland.
Yeah, and precisely you were talking to me about that, about the political participation. What are you doing at the moment? What are you promoting at the moment?
So as today is the 21st of November, so people have only 4 days to register to vote. Every resident of Ireland has the right to vote in local elections, and it's very important that migrants are part of that democratic process. So we're trying to encourage everyone to register to vote. We're also giving information to people about their voting rights, because depending which country you are from, you have different voting rights. And then lastly, we will be delivering soon a shadowing scheme for people. So we'll be recruiting participants who would like to be shadowing local councillors across the country, so they can see firsthand what political participation looks like from the perspective of somebody who is elected official in Ireland.
Are migrants very much involved in politics, do you think, or in Ireland?
Unfortunately, not really. No, if you look at any statistics, only between 6 to 10% of eligible migrants living in Ireland are registered to vote. We don't really know how many of them is actually casting their votes. So the level of knowledge is quite low. People are not aware that they have actually voting rights here, regardless nationality. And also, not many people is actually running for elections, and that has to change, because we have to remember that around 15-17% of our society are people of migrant backgrounds. But unfortunately, we don't have that representation in politics, and we have to change that. So we have to encourage people, give them information, give them practical support, how to register as a candidate, how to run for elections, and then most important, encourage everyone to take part in this democratic process.
Okay, so explain a little bit, what do the people have to do to register for voting?
So you have to fill in a form. You can find this form in your local library, your local Garda station, where you give your details, you give your address, you give your date of birth, your nationality. You have to sign this form. You can post it free of charge. There is no need for stamp or anything. And until the 25th of November, you can do it just by filling in the form. After the 25th of November, you have to have it stamped by the Gardaí, which is a bit more complicated and takes more time. So you have only 4 days to do it the easy way, the simple way. So I would encourage everyone to do it, because we have to remember that it's our sort of duty, because we are part of the society. Decisions are being made in our name, on our behalf, so we have to have a say in that. So we need to make sure that we are electing people who are representing us, and people, if you have a voting right, if you are exercising your voting right, then your voice is important to the elected officials. So people will listen to you, will listen to your concerns. So the more migrants are registered, the more political power we have as a whole group, because then we can put the pressure on politicians to listen to our concerns.
Now, and a huge thanks to Sally Galliano down there at the Migrant Council of Ireland on Tuesday. That was held down there at the Rotunda.